Welcome to today's episode of Journey to There, exploring the intersection between personal and business growth. And now your hosts, Tracy DeForge and Russ Reba.
Tracy, you've gone and done it. You've created the no pun intended episode.
Oh my gosh, really? Because most of mine are puns intended.
This one's over the top. The Journey to There radio show, you know how it gets you through the intersection between personal and business growth?
Ah,
what have you done?
Yes, I do.
You've gone and thrown a roadblock up ahead. So
yes,
you're telling me how to get through the intersection, and then you tell me there's a roadblock.
But we are going to talk about how to get around the roadblock or over the roadblock.
And that's the key. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. And today, Tracy is going to help you get rid of your personal roadblocks. We are on iTunes. We are at journeytothere.com. And we're heard by many on Empower Radio, Fridays at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And also, make sure you stay with us on the show today, because Tracy's got some exciting news about something that could really help you out. And it's intertwined with everything we've been talking about. But we'll get to that. Okay, Traffic Cop Tracy, get us out of this traffic jam.
I love it. I can't believe that. Well, I can't say the connection wasn't made when
I think it was initially subconscious.
Thought about it. I was like, this is kind of funny. But I didn't think anybody would think it was funny but me. So, and that is most often the case. I think I'm funnier than most people think I am.
I'll join in on your cheesy humor.
That would be one of my roadblocks. Okay. So all jokes aside, today we're going to be talking about roadblocks ahead. And the reason I'm saying ahead is because if you can foresee them, then you can get over them. And we all have them. And what I love about what we're going to talk about today is there are some super obvious ones that we've actually talked about on previous episodes. And some of them are continuing themes through the episodes that
Definitely.
We do, because they are so consistent in just personal and business growth, period, like fear and procrastination and anxiety. I mean, those are pretty well-known barriers. Even if you don't think you have them, typically they surge themselves up in a way that do cause roadblocks, if you will.
So you're saying there's some behind-the-scene barriers that
we're not
recognizing.
I'm going to call them like sneaky, cunning, just ones that just bite you when you're not expecting it kind of roadblocks.
Can't wait to hear these.
Okay, so I was really thinking about this, as I always do, and I wanted to do the ones that are not the most obvious ones. And then I started thinking about, really, the barrier can be as personal to you as anything can be. So, for example, what my personal barrier is, the thing that keeps me from moving forward the most, is not going to be the same as, Russ, what your personal barrier is.
Right.
And listener, who I'm sure is just pulled over on the side of the road because this is so compelling. You're like, I do not want to drive any further until I can figure out how to get around my roadblock. Because every one of the things that get deeper down into that, I'll call it that second layer of awareness, if you will, are things that typically have been bubbling under the surface for a really long time. And I'm not necessarily talking about childhood dramas or anything like that. I'm really talking about just things that you've been doing consistently over a period of time that have ultimately become ingrained as habits. Like, we've talked about this before, you know, punctuality is not a character defect. It is a bad habit. And I'm only bringing that up because that is one of my biggest personal barriers, is my unwillingness to adjust myself to be 10 minutes early as opposed to 10 minutes
Tracy, aside for a second. My dear wife, are you listening? Are you listening to this?
I knew that was coming. God, Elaine, I'm sorry.
Don't apologize. This needs to happen. This episode needs to happen.
Well, change is hard for anyone, Elaine, and especially if it's something that you've been doing for a very long time, which is one of the reasons why this episode could be so impactful for anyone who is just dealing with a change in itself. There's a quote I love, and Russ, this is going to go on one of our t-shirts when we have our big fashion debut of Tracyism t-shirt.
We're going to need a warehouse to store all these
t-shirts. Oh, they're going to be so good. They're going to be so good. In fact, everyone just needs to start emailing when they want the t-shirt that we mention. And then, hey, you never know.
There you go. Print on demand.
Let us know. Okay, so today's t-shirt is, if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten.
Ah.
Should I say it again?
Yeah. So are you listening, my dear wife?
Elaine, we know you're there. It's okay. If you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. And
this sounds very similar to what they say is the definition of insanity.
Which is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
But you're going to get the same results.
You're right. And that is the definition of insanity. And some people might think that if you were still doing what you've always done and getting what you've always gotten, that you might want to make a change, right?
My wife's insane.
No, she's not. Here's the thing. Doing what you've always done and getting what you've always gotten is a slightly different than insanity in one way. And that is because a lot of times we get really comfortable with what we've always gotten. And so we don't really necessarily feel inspired or motivated to see if we did something slightly differently, if we would get more ahead, faster, around, up, past, so all of those action words.
So you're saying you get very comfortable constantly being late.
No. Well,
You get into a groove is what happened, but no, you're stuttering. Let's see you get yourself out of this.
I wasn't expecting that question. I should have used another example.
No, that was a good question.
Okay, I do often find myself being late. Do I find it being comfortable? No. But is it uncomfortable enough to cause me to do something different? Not always. However, my caveat is around the awareness, because a lot of times we talk about the first step to actually making change is having an awareness over even needing to make a change.
Right.
So I've gotten to that place where I finally figured out why it is that I'm often late, and here is the why. The why is my personality is so get it done, get it done, get it done, get it done, that I always think I can fit that one last thing in before I either walk out the door or get on the call or do whatever it is that I need to do, because I think, oh, this is only going to take like 5 minutes, so I'm going to be able to get this done in addition to what I need to other things. And then it doesn't take 5 minutes. It takes like 8 minutes. And then there you have it. You never get that 8 minutes
so
back.
So do you overcommit?
What?
Do you overcommit?
What?
There's other parties involved.
You're exactly right. And overcommitting to myself, I like to say, is what causes the impact of discomfort, but you are absolutely right, because when you are not punctual, it shows a lack of respect to the other person, even though that is never intentional on my part. So how, you ask, I'm sure is what's coming. How could I be content with the fact that my propensity to be 8 to 10 minutes late doesn't impact other people? And the bottom line is it does, and that's selfish behavior. And so I do not want to be a selfish person, so therefore, I want to change. I'm declaring it right now.
So you're telling me you do feel guilty when you send me a show topic 3 minutes before the show starts? Exaggerating a little bit.
Yeah, not much.
No guilt there, huh?
No, the guilt comes, again, because I'm selfish, and I go, God, I wonder how much better. This show's so great. I wonder how much better it would have been if I'd sent it earlier. Because it is all about me, right? No. I digress. So, getting around to more emotional triggers for motivation to change is all about the routine. And I think that was a great segue, Russ, because I had gotten into the routine of sending you our prep for our show, leading pretty quickly up to the start of the show, because you are so good.
Oh, she's turning this around into complimenting me.
I fell into this just like contentment of routine, knowing you got this.
Russ, you're so awesome. I can be late all the time with you.
I can be late. I can't be late to the show. That's one thing. I'm not late to movies. I'm not late to our show.
So I'm such an awesome husband that my wife can just be late because she knows everything's just going to be fine.
My guess is that she's gotten into the routine, but you're not content with it. So that is a marital issue that we are not going to cover in today's episode, but it could be a roadblock ahead.
It could be.
All right. The other thing that we might address, and I don't see you feeling this way ever, but it happens a lot. And sadly, I actually have to say that there are times when I see this in my clients. And most of the time when I speak about my clients, I go, oh my gosh, they're so great. And then this happened and this happened. And that is all very true. But a lot of times my clients show up at the time where they are screeching halt right up to the roadblock, and the roadblock happens to be about a 10-foot concrete wall, and they call or check or make an appointment or work with me because they're slightly 1 inch away from slamming into the wall.
Right.
It would be awesome if that wasn't always, then it's not always the case, but it happens quite frequently because, and my husband says this all the time, and I do believe that it's true. Most often, we do not go down a pathway of change until it's painful enough to make the change.
You know, and it's funny you say that because the thing that pops into my head when you say that is let's say a creative person. Sometimes a creative person is at their best when they're under pressure to get a task done.
Yeah, that is so true. I can speak about myself to that. I love a deadline. And if someone tells me, okay, this is not a business story, but it's just more transparency over Tracy. So I recently was enticed by my cell phone carrier to upgrade my phone for quote unquote free. And I didn't actually really even want the new phone. However, they were giving it to me for free if I, of course, signed another 2-year contract.
Nothing is free.
Nothing is free. And the other caveat was that I had to return my existing phone and then I would get the credit, which was the amount of the new phone. You following me?
I'm following.
Okay.
But you didn't mention how long the contract is you're locked into.
Oh, the contract's 2 years, but I actually really didn't have an issue with that because I've had this carrier for years.
Okay.
And for where I live, it's the best signal you can get.
Okay.
So, and I don't plan on moving. So, all that being said, I got the phone like not even, right, maybe right at about a month ago. And this morning, my husband said, have you returned your other phone to said cell phone carrier? And I said out loud that I said,
wait,
you know,
can you
what?
Say this on the air, what you said out loud?
I can, because it's true confession time, because what better way for other people to shortcut their learning curve than to hear about mine?
Learn from Tracy's mistakes.
Yes, please do. So I say to him, well, I was going to do it right before we had to evacuate for our storm, which was a few weeks ago. However, I called them, and they said I had until December.
Okay.
So, my husband said, so you're going to wait until December? And I said, no, I just really wish they hadn't told me that.
Uh-huh.
That was my answer.
How are you going to stop yourself from losing the phone before December?
Right. Well, I mean, I wasn't taking any responsibility for the fact that I had avoided sending it back for 4 weeks. I was saying that, hey, I got another 2.5 months or 4 months or 6 months or whenever, and I'm good with that.
This is not one of those examples of a creative person being at their best at the last minute. This is an example of Tracy losing a phone that she's going to need to return.
No. I always find a silver lining in purpose and learning.
I can't
this
wait
is
to hear
edutainment,
this.
Russ. This is my new word. This is edutainment.
Edutainment.
I'm educating entertainingly. The silver lining is I was so busy doing other things that I, insert the blank, like to do, enjoy doing, maybe make income off doing, that the things that I do not want to do, I put to the back burner. See, that's edutainment. That's what I was doing.
Okay, here's my argument to that. And you say, you know, what you're doing is earning you income. But when it comes down to it, you're doing. How much is this phone going to cost you if you don't turn it in? It's going to breach your contract.
It's going to cost me two things. It's going to cost me the amount of money that the new free phone costs, and I will end up paying for it.
$700.
It's going to cost me my marriage, which you can't put a price on exactly. Because I've made the commitment to send the phone back.
So how do we learn from these mistakes or these roadblocks?
Okay, so if you do what you've always done, you're going to get what you've always gotten. So if I continue to handle the situation, which is in alignment with my waiting till the deadline. So if they tell me that the deadline is the last day of X month, then I wait till the second to last day of X month. That's too risky, right? I'm getting the adrenaline fix off of it. I'm like running around trying to find a stamp or an envelope to put it in. It's like all this. That's the other thing. It's like, what is the payoff in your barrier? That's one of the biggest questions, I think, to take away from this episode, if you take nothing else away, which I hope you will, is you, in order to figure out what your barrier is and why you haven't changed it, is you have to really identify what your payoff for your barrier
payoff is. Happy marriage?
Payoff like, no, the opposite. No, the payoff for the happy marriage part would come if you did decide to make the change. The payoff for continuing with the bad behavior or the behavior that's causing you challenges or issues is, why do you keep doing it if it's still causing you issues? So, for example, what I just mentioned was adrenaline. I get like an adrenaline fix from waiting till the last minute, and then I have to scurry around and make sure it happens, and then I get it all together and I get it off on time, and then I go, whew, wow, that was amazing. I got that pulled off at the last minute, ninth inning, whatever.
Go for a run if you need adrenaline.
Oh, I do that too. I just really like a lot of adrenaline. So another payoff could be, though, that when I was talking about scheduling that one last thing in before I walk out the door to my scheduled appointment, is that my payoff feels like, and this is the big key, my payoff feels like I got one last thing done.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where the interesting psychological dynamics come into play. But prefaces, I'm not a psychologist. I just like to play one on the show. And that is, then you create this whole cycle of self-sabotage. So you stay, you get one extra thing done, you feel accomplished, you get in the car, you realize what time it is, then you know you're going to be 8 to 10 minutes late, mm-hmm. then you beat yourself up because why couldn't I just gotten in the car 10 minutes ago and not done that one thing? And so like this payoff is just like this continuing just deposit of junk into your emotional bank account. And where does that get you? Nowhere, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at you. You don't look like my wife, but I think I think
it's the curly hair.
My wife is in there somewhere.
Well, that just might be female. I don't know. I don't like to play the female card unless I can prove it statistically. However, there might be some issue to that.
There's plenty of females listening right now that are on time all the time.
And they are. And I applaud any human being that if that's not your barrier. But my guess is that's not your barrier, but you have a barrier that you can identify and
Definitely.
Figure out what the payoff is in it. Because everybody has one. Like I said, you block your personal development. It's personal to you, whatever it is that is sabotaging you or keeping you from getting around that barrier.
I would love to hear from the listeners. Go to journeytothere.com and leave some comments. And I'd like to know what some of those barriers are, if you don't mind sharing them. The ones that are not, they don't have to do with time efficiency and being late.
Or what is your personal barrier? And if you want, you can even leave it in a review for us, because that might be easier. You can just click to write a review and tell us what your personal barrier is and that you were doing that because you love our show.
There you go.
Okay. So another one of my personal barriers might be false pride. I'm just kidding. I do want to talk about something around the whole emotional side of things, i.e. pride, i.e. like feeling accomplished, feeling not accomplished, feeling better than, feeling less than. Those are all emotional situations that we get into that, like I mentioned before, that come from habits that we have learned over time. And when I say habits in this case, I'm really talking more about the reactions to how you react to certain things, how you react to a situation, a conversation, an environment, because a lot of those reactions, if you will, come from emotional things and triggers that have been ingrained for you with a long time. And the best way for me to explain it is muscle memory.
Uh-huh.
So like in a sport, for example, I'm really stretching on this because my sport is running, but I do think I can get to this. So if you're running and you started running with a bad form and it was even causing you like to have issues like back pain or something, but you just thought that was the part of running.
Right.
So you just kept running that way and running that way. Eventually, your muscle memory is that's how you just run.
And that's going to lead to injury.
But then somebody comes along with a radio show and says, hey,
you're doing it wrong.
Maybe you need to think about the fact that you don't have to have back pain when you run. You could run like this. And then you go, oh. And then you realize you have to retrain the way that you have always been running all of these years. Well, it's not an easy thing to do, right?
Correct.
But if you think about it as an athlete and you want to get rid of your bad techniques that you have wired into your muscle memory, look at it like it's a competition and you're going to win it because you're in it to win it for yourself.
Right.
You're not, I mean, because who wants to keep that back pain? And I'm using that back pain metaphorically speaking, but it's true. Like, why do you want to keep going and going and going with baggage on your back, right?
Exactly, exactly.
I know. So you're just like, get over the self-help.
See, I like the analogy. You're using sports, you're using athleticism, and when you're an athlete, what's the goal? The goal is to win.
The goal is to win, and at what cost, though? See, and
right.
Here's the thing. Like, we're in business especially, we want to win, but if we create bad form in our business, at what cost? Because
right.
We are not being right and valuable to our customers. We're not being valued to our health as a business owner in a lot of times, or even our expertise as a business owner. And, you know, that can even happen as much as just not reconciling your bank statements every month, for example, because you skip one month and then you skip another month and then you're like, oh, I'll just do it every quarter.
Yeah, and then you're in a financial mess.
And then you are, and then you have to get that ball of wax dipped in honey, rolled in nuts, untangled, and nobody thinks that's fun at all.
Not at all, not at all.
But the one thing about that whole thing that I was talking about, Russ, is that a lot of times it feels like a reflex. And so you don't really even know that you're responding in that way because you've done it for so long.
What about when your husband is reminding you all of the time?
Here's the thing. That doesn't always necessarily work because the irritation factor may just tune you out. And the other thing is, if it's not painful enough, perhaps it's not changing.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying you create more pain by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that people in general, a lot of times, unless they have someone pointing it out 99.9% of the time, which is, you know, annoying, that they don't necessarily really wake up and look in the mirror and go, today's going to be the day, because I just realized yesterday that I have a reflexive response to being people approval, people pleasing, and today I'm not going to do people pleasing.
Or you'll realize today is the day when you're 15 minutes late for an appointment.
Can we just
and they
move
say, wait a minute, no, hold on.
Punctuality issues, there are a lot bigger barriers.
And then that CEO that you were meeting with says, you know what, I'm a real stickler for time. I don't think this is going to work out.
Okay, well, you know, I was really annoyed. I was really annoyed that you brought that up, but I will turn that and point out that I think that is great that you did, because here's the thing. Barriers are very interesting qualities. You can pick and choose when you decide that they're going to work or not work for you. For example, in my business life, I am not late. And that is the complete baffling, confusing, irritating thing to my friends and family because they right. know that when it comes to an appointment with a CEO, like you reference, that I will not be late.
But friends However, and family will take that personally.
And then that's where that whole disrespect and self-sabotage comes in. Why am I not as important as a CEO? Why am I, when am I going to get a meeting, right?
So exactly.
It just goes round and round and round.
vicious cycle. All right.
It's a vicious cycle.
I want to get to something exciting here. We've got Tracy's takeaways, but before we break, you have some very exciting news about something that you're offering through Journey to There.
I do. I'm so excited to tell everyone about this. And the beautiful thing about it is I do not believe in coincidences, and this feels like a huge coincidence, but I'm just sure that it's not, is that right before we went into the studio to record this show, I released and had just completed the release of my course, and guess what it's on? Change! And it's about your personal change and how you need to change it, not mine.
Look at that smile on your face.
I know. Well, because this is just such, for
I know
me,
you're
this
excited.
Is such an accomplishment. I've never released anything like this
This
before.
Is exciting for the listeners, too.
And it is called The Gift of Change. It is a four-week series. It's done all through email and online. So all you need to do is go to journeytothere.com/change. And you can sign up, and then you will be getting worksheets and emails, and you'll be interacting with me.
So this is like a course.
It is. It's a course about change, but it like takes the fear and the of just the whole anxiety around making a change and giving you step-by-step processes to how to integrate a change. So if today's episode caused you an aha moment about one of your barriers, then go download this course.
And you think there might be a catch. How much is this course going to cost everybody?
Free!
Absolutely.
Totally free.
See,
because
that's why we love
important.
You, Tracy.
It's totally free. And I love because I can share in detail on paper through these worksheets and our emailing back and forth to each other, which is free, that how I had the ability to overcome some pretty significant barriers in my life and in my business, and I want you to be able to do the same thing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tracy paying it forward. This is genuine from the heart. All right, so once again, it's on journeytothere.com. Where do they navigate?
journeytothere.com/change.
Change. Okay. All right. We will be right back with Tracy's takeaways.
Is the only thing keeping you from launching your podcast not knowing how? Let our award-winning team of veteran broadcasters relieve the overwhelm of launching, managing, and growing your show. You create the content and let the experts take the stress out of the rest. Contact us at produceyourpodcast.com for a free 15-minute consultation. produceyourpodcast.com.
Take your business personally. Journey to There.
Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. We're back. The topic today on the Journey to Their radio show, a little bit of a pun with the intersection between personal and business growth. We've got the intersection. We've got a roadblock ahead. All right, Tracy's takeaways.
Well, this is a sigh.
Such a deep sigh.
I sigh because I do not want to be a hypocrite. I only want to talk about takeaways that I know have worked for me because this can be a sensitive and delicate topic. So I'm going to talk about what I know to be true for myself and where I've seen significant change and seen significant change in my clients that I've worked with. So one of them is this whole idea of paralysis of analysis. And that is often what I call the hamster wheel. Mm-hmm. So when you get on this hamster wheel, it's a vicious cycle and you can't get off of it and you feel like you're going nowhere, but you need to make a change. Then you just have to pause while you're on the hamster wheel and just get really, really, really clear about the direction that you want to go in and then take small incremental steps to act on it. Because the only way to get out of that habitual cyclical pattern is to make small incremental changes. But in order to do that, you have to get really clear about where your end game is. The other one is giving yourself permission to be selfish. So taking care of others is important, but not as important as taking care of you. And I know that's
easier
said than
done. Does this go back to the being in the plane and the oxygen mask comes down?
It does, and it also goes back to, like, for example, if one of your barriers is that you always put your business, your health, your time, your fun, your play on the back burner in order to accommodate someone else, if that's one of your barriers, then it's time for you to take a look at that and see that your payoff might be that you feel great because you're taking care of others, but is it really because you might be, quote unquote, a victim,
right,
and the rest of the world is at fault for causing you your own misery? And actually, that's probably not true. It's probably more like you feel guilty if you don't take care of yourself first and you blame it on others.
Very good. Well said. Well said.
We will leave with one impactful one, and that is removing barriers require a strategy. And so, for example, if anxiety and fear of crowds or fear of networking is one of the barriers that's keeping you from growing your business, develop it by going to a small group, do a resource exchange, a forum online, mm-hmm. just step in the pool of networking and groups and small groups, one little teeny step at a time.
Yeah, work your way in. All right, so if you get stuck in a personal roadblock, stay in your car until you work it out, because the roadblock's up ahead, but you just went through the intersection between personal and business growth. Am I reaching here with the analogy?
No, I don't think you are. I think it's great. And if you just can't get enough of this topic, then please, please, please go get my free course, because I want to know how you like it. And
yes.
I'm a people pleaser, so tell me if you like it, or tell me if you don't, because that's even better, because I can change.
It's journeytothere.com/change. Along with Tracy DeForge, I'm Russ Reba. And go to the website. Take a listen to some of the past episodes you may have missed. We'll be hanging out with you at the intersection between personal and business growth on the next inspiring episode.
We hope you've enjoyed today's journey, and we invite you to visit journeytothere.com to download full episodes, find show notes, and connect with us by signing up for our newsletter. We want to hear from you. Give us feedback or ask any questions by clicking or tapping Contact Us. That's journeytothere.com.